Welcome to Firefox News Online, America's number one internet radio and internet video broadcast. The rules are very simple. No personal attacks, threats, or hate speech will be tolerated at any time. If you commit to these acts, you will be removed from the chat room. And if we're using a phone line, at any time,
rules apply.
If you commit to these acts,
also,
you will be removed from the chat room. Expressed in this broadcast are that of the those who call in and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of anyone else or this broadcasting service. The use of media materials is protected by the Fair Use Clause of the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, which allows for the rebroadcast of copyrighted materials for the purposes of commentary, criticism, and education. Firefox News Online Productions and its news division adhere to the criteria of the Fair Use Clause 100% across the board. And now, on with tonight's broadcast.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, America, it is time for Talking Points. The views and opinions expressed in Talking Points are that of the host and the host alone, and do not reflect the views and opinions of anyone else for this broadcasting service. Good evening and welcome to Firefox News Online. Now it's time for Talking Points. You know, I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood. Some of the most wonderful folks you ever want to meet in my neighborhood live there. And it didn't matter whether they were black, white, Asian, Hispanic, or pink with purple polka dots for that matter. But the thing is, we all lived in our neighborhood and we got along. We looked out for one another. We did everything that we're supposed to do as human beings. Because at the end of the day, it's about being good to one another. Now, let's fast forward. Now, mind you, that was back in the 70s, okay? Just so you know. Let's fast forward to now. It seems like the media and some of these race baiters are doing their utmost to tear down the good and decent people, regardless of race, and try and make them see it their way. See things the way they do. Well, you know what? The media calls President Trump a racist. The media calls him a racist. The media is fueling the fire. They're fueling the fire of racism, and yet the people continue to watch channels like CNN and MSNBC. They continue to watch these idiots. Like, for example, over at CNN, Don Lemon. that over bloated, egotistical, maniacal windbag somehow thinks it's okay to fan the flames of racism on a major news network. And they let him get away with it because it makes for good reporting and good ratings and so on and so on. And give me a freaking break. I mean, come on. There's got to be more important stories to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. CNN is now FNN, Fake News Network. I keep forgetting that. Can't let that just blurt out of my head. But yeah, there are times when I forget. Silly me. But I digress. You have this incredible, one-track-minded, stupid son-of-a-bitchin' network that has an employee, an on-air talent, who sits there and professes about race. Don't say anything bad about him, though. He is a person of color. Well, you know what? I'd say the same thing about Sean Hannity. If he did something that stupid, I'd say the same thing about anybody who's white or Hispanic or Asian or black or pink with purple polka dots. I don't have a racist bone in my body. Now, let me tell you something. This guy definitely proves to me he's a racist. I mean, to sit there and spew like he does. Okay, let me give you a frontline idea of what I'm talking about. Okay, I'll just give you the headline. I'm going to read the story later. But Don Lemon is wondering, how can you not be racist if raised in the U.S.? That's just the headline. I can't wait to read this story tonight because, look, Don Lemon, you're an idiot. You're fanning the fuels of racism by doing what you're doing, by even just considering this question. You, by your own stupidity, just accused every single human being, regardless of their race, of being racists because they were brought up in the U.S. Wow. That's disgusting. That is ridiculous. That, Don Lemon, is racist. And if you don't like what I just said, I challenge you to come on my broadcast. Any chance you get, you son of a bitch, and defend your comments about how can you not be racist if you're raised in the United States? Yeah, you won't do it. You're a coward, hiding behind a microphone, hiding behind a camera. That, to me, is sickening. I'll back up what I say. I'll back it up 100,000%. When I say to people on this broadcast, I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, or pink with purple polka dots. We are members of one race, the human race. And when people start to realize that and accept it, what a wonderful world we could have. But when people like Don Lemon spew questions of, how can you not be racist if raised in the United States? When they start asking that kind of a dumbass question, they're proving to people that they're racist themselves. Well, I'm going to counter that question with a question. How can you be racist when we're all members of the human race? Ooh, there's a thought for you, folks. There's a thought for you. Ooh, doesn't that just sound so very interesting? It should, because I speak from the heart. I speak from the heart, and I tell it like it is. You know, I'm like an umpire in baseball. I call him as I see him. And Don Lemon is being a racist thug on camera because he thinks that if you're raised in the United States, you're a racist. Wow. Ain't that some shit? Just goes to show. Racism is not dead in our country. It's right now on the back burner. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because, you see, the true racist person wouldn't care whether you're black or Hispanic or Asian or what have you. They would attack without really caring one way or the other. They would probably attack within their own race for all intents and purposes. But let's face the reality. And I'm going to go back to the 1970s. Again, I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood. Yes, there were times when I got bullied by some of the black children in my neighborhood. It happens. Believe me, it does. Back in those days, it happened a lot. But they weren't doing it because of my race. They were doing it because they were trying to prove dominance in the neighborhood. Well, they succeeded up till my cousin came home from Vietnam. I don't even think my cousin remembers this. But if he does, great. If he doesn't, he's getting a reminder, because I know he listens to this broadcast. When my cousin started tossing them off at me like rag dolls, brought me up to his house, cleaned up the cuts and the bruises and all that stuff, and then turned around and decided, hey, you want to learn how to defend yourself? I'll teach you. And he did. He taught me. He taught me things that, well, some things that I swore to God above I would never use unless my life were absolutely, positively in danger of being lost. If my life was on the line, then and only then would I consider using some of the techniques he taught me. Basic self-defense moves, you know, and that anybody can learn, he taught me. But those kids didn't bother me after that because they took one look at him and they were like, no, they weren't going to mess with this guy. Okay? So I was grateful. Now, I talk to my cousin every once in a while via Facebook. And hopefully he remembers this. God knows. We need to remember that, and I will repeat this again, we are all members of one race, the human race. And as soon as people learn to accept that simple reality, things will not change. But when people accept it, truly accept it, heart and soul, we can have the most wonderful world and we could live in peace and harmony with one another. It's that simple. It really is. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story.
All right, America, we are live, large and in charge from our studios here in the Hudson Valley, and we are having a blast laughing at Don Lemon. Now, before I get to the phone lines at 347-945-5747, let me get to something real quick that happened 2 hours ago, give or take. Ted Nugent was doing a live question and answer thing on Zoom. Ooh, excuse me. Slight indigestion. Dinner didn't sit well. So he does this thing on Zoom, right? And I sat there and waited 27 minutes and never got there. Talked to, put a comment or two in the chat on the announcement from Ted Nugent's page to let him know that. I got a response back. Shit. Sorry. Because I also mentioned the fact that a friend of mine, who's also a listener to this broadcast and contributes often, I mean often, okay, he got as far as having somebody in right up in front of his face, and then all of a sudden he gets kicked out and couldn't get back on. He got a little further than I did. But then he got the boot. So I sent a message just a few moments ago before I started this broadcast up, saying to him, you want to make it up to me? How about this? I do an internet radio / video broadcast. Now, I'll do a recorded interview with him. And if that's, you know, if you're willing to go for that, if you're willing to do that, private message me here on Facebook and let me know. Send me an email address where we can correspond back and forth and make arrangements. Now, whether that comes down or not, I don't know, but I'm not, the way I see it is this. It's one thing or another. It's one, six and one half of the other kind of feeling, So hopefully, I'll be able to get the interview with Ted Nugent. It would be awesome if I could. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I'm not going to, sweat small stuff either. So, there you have that. I've got Gunslinger, I've got Mike from Louisiana, and Billy in the chat room. And of course, guys, hey, fellas, you know the digits. Dial them up. Anyway, while I'm waiting for the three gentlemen in the chat room to come on board, because the first thing I want to do is bring up Don Lemon and the racism aspects. Okay. Oh, you dirty name. Gonna make me work for it, huh? There we go. Got a short story here that I want to throw at you. Well, it's not a short story, really. A lot of it's because of pictures. But it is short. Seems that the NYPD is eliminating its anti-crime units. So the anti-crime units are being eliminated. on the precinct level and public housing area level. Now, according to Commissioner Dermot Shea, Dermot Shea announced on Monday about 600 officers will be reassigned to the Detective Bureau, Neighborhood Policing Program, and other units effective immediately. Anti-crime officers, typically operate in plain clothes, according to Shea, and focus on getting illegal guns off the streets of New York. Now, that has led to those cops being involved in a number of shootings, according to the commissioner. Now, he said that the department will continue to fight violent crime and illegal guns through many modern programs and units. So, this is the 21st century policing. Intelligence data, shot spotter, video, DNA, and building prosecutable cases, Shea said. Now, it continues to be the building these cases on a small number of people that unfortunately, I lost my place. Here we are. Still terrorize a part of the city. So here we go. The elimination of the anti-crime unit. Does that make any sense to anyone? All right. Let me bring on Gunslinger and Mike from Louisiana. And
yeah, it doesn't make sense, George. I mean, but then again, we're talking about New York City, right? And we're talking about Democrats, right? So when does anything a Democrat does ever make sense?
Well, see, what I'm trying to figure out, Mike, is why would they drop the anti-crime units? These crime units are vital to, getting getting some of this, like, for example, getting the illegal handguns off the streets. Right? So, wow, a lot of noise.
Sorry.
Oh, big man. But I figured I better say something to let whoever's got the noise know that
you're kind of noisy just a little bit there, dude.
Yep.
So, it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't make sense to me to drop the anti-crime unit, because what's the purpose of dismantling
it? Look, man, like right now, between these, I don't know, it's pretty high up there, man, because they're getting completely fucked with. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that video. I don't want to break the surprise, because this is next level shit. Look, if this is what's going to go on, if it hasn't sunk in, all right, that you can do without your cell phone, because you're not going to have a cell phone in this war. It's just, you're not going to have it. It's going to go bye-bye. All right, your internet, that's going to go bye-bye. It's going to get attacked. I mean, when you play that video, I think you're going to be like, what the fuck? How did they do that? And how come they got the balls to do it? That's a terrorist fucking attack right there, man.
Okay. The video is like 33 seconds. So.
Yeah, it's a news story I got out of Philly. Philly local station. So I don't know who they are. They're pretty. I don't know. They don't say.
Let me bring it up since we're changing subjects on this.
And then let that sink in for a minute after you play it. Like, really understand what, you know, this is starting to really look like. You know, we got to call it for what it is. Like, I'm down to, I think, $70, man, because I'm doing what I did last time, guys. I'm buying as much fucking shit as I can get my hands on. I know I'm going to need in, like, what I thought before was the collapse, so I got all the food I need, you know, to figure it out. Not forever. I got 3 months, okay? I have 3 months to figure it out. Anyway, yeah. So this is now next level. So this is now next level. So now this is like, look, we're going to go to war, all right? And, like, my drone is going to turn the fucking surveillance and shit, I guess. I don't know. But when this can actually happen, I'm just making a point, George. I'm not busting your balls. If this does not wake you up, okay, that we're going to war and you have to be able to take care of yourself in this country, nothing will. Go ahead, play the clip. I want to give it proper info, man.
So join us for an hour of fun.
Better days start live.
First County Sheriff's Department, they are reporting that there is a nationwide outage for T-Mobile customers that is preventing them from calling 911. T-Mobile also commenting on this, saying, quote, our engineers are working to resolve a voice and data issue that has been affecting customers around the country. We are sorry for the inconvenience and hope to have this fixed shortly.
Okay, that's the clip. Go ahead, Billy. Can you guys hear me at all?
I can hear you. I think we might have go with your boss, Billy.
Okay, that doesn't prove a whole lot just because you have a service outage. I mean, technically speaking, and I've been in the technical, I've did electrical work for years, things break down, okay? I'm sorry to have to say that, but mechanical and electronic things do break down. And when they break down, if you don't have a backup...
No, it's too much of a coincidence. The cops are under attack right now. You know what I mean? They're resigning and shit, and now 911 gets taken out for T-Mobile, and it was more than just T-Mobile. It was Verizon. Google it, man. It was like three or four different companies, and you could not call 911. That's an attack on the police. Or you think that's a coincidence? You really think that's a coincidence? Just 911. It's targeted. It's just 911. So basically, their 911 circuit popped. And four different companies and four different, like, all four. I mean, there's other ones, but the big ones, the four big ones got taken out today. It isn't like, well, yeah, Best Buy fucked up, you know what I mean? This is nationwide, all the popular cellular networks were... taken down. They all went down. Different companies, different servers. Holy shit.
Wait a minute, Billy. So wait. Yesterday afternoon, I was on the phone with, I don't know, a friend. Sunday afternoon, I was on the phone with a guy that I do the I'm on a wrestling show with him, and my phone, my service provider is AT&T, and my phone went out. All right, the
my
service
went
out.
Mine just went out. It hung up on me. I can hear you. You couldn't hear me.
Right.
So at least we, and then I'll stop being excited. At least we, right, meaning us who are listening and in this chat room right now, we've lived without cellular phones. There's most of the people, you know, we're like a dying breed, man.
When it went out on me. When it went out on me on Sunday, Billy, here's what happened. And I thought it was my battery, you know, that was losing juice and all that stuff, and I thought it was a battery problem. Now that you brought this up here, maybe it wasn't a battery problem that happened to me on Sunday. Maybe it was this whole thing. Maybe it didn't happen just today. Maybe it just happened, you know, on Sunday, you know, started on Sunday, you know?
Yeah. It just seems like a lot of coincidence lining up, because I could hear what you were saying. You were like, you know, did Billy drop? I could hear you on my phone. I had to hang up and call back in. It's just a glitch. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's probably, you know, something that's more likely to happen, okay, than the four major companies that people have cell phones with, which they can't live without. You know, they can't make calls. You know, I don't know if texts work, text 911. Normally when you call 911, you know, it's a phone call. It's because it's an emergency. So that all went away. So to me, that's almost like, did fucking Russia do that? Did China do that? Did Iran do that? Because, you know, China is in our fucking cellular system. You guys know that, right? That's why that one company can't even fucking sell cell phones here. All right, so they're already in. So this is moving, you know, really, really fast. I'm just trying to drive home the point that, you know, you might want to start thinking about, you know, maybe things even getting worse. Like, if you have 911 in the city, that means it's going to be anarchy. That's it. There's no other way to say it if this happens. Or where it happens. I don't think it's going to happen everywhere. You know what I mean? I don't know. The cops are going to go away. They're going to quit. You know, they're getting attacked. You know, you're not going to be able to call them when you need help. You got to take care of yourself. This is instilling fear. And this is, you know, it's like a psyops. You do it in every war. There's always psyops. You know, I think Patton had bubble tanks. You know what I mean? Fucking bubble tanks. Sure.
Thank you. Area code, go ahead.
Nigger.
302, are you there?
Nigger.
Yeah, there we go. We're starting that shit again. You know what? I got an idea here.
Dude, I don't know why you even answer calls, man, except for people that you know. What the fuck?
Well, no, Harold's Dan Harold's 2006, not taking any calls that I don't know tonight. Only from people that I do know.
Somebody like this
Sorry.
Guy, he's not going to survive, okay, what happens. I'll even give you the fucking timing, okay? But with this election that's coming up, forget about it. Ain't happening. I mean, you may go vote in the mail and shit like that, but no one's going to, you know, you're not going to have a winner. I can guarantee you that.
By the way, can you hear me on this microphone?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
I tried several times to cut in, but you guys just kept going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't stop. Yeah, I did stop talking, George, and then I didn't hear anything. And then I heard, you talk, you know.
You weren't one yakking, too, so.
All right, well, I'm going to mute myself right now so we stop doing this.
Yeah, because I just wanted to make a comment on what you brought up. Since I don't dial 911 from my cellular phone unless it's actually an absolute emergency, I don't, and unless the company puts out a memo or some sort of text message saying that the 911 system has been tampered with, hacked into, whatever the case, I just figured, well, there you go. But this, I didn't know that the systems were down like that. I didn't find out anything from, because I have Verizon. So, go figure. Sorry, guys, not taking calls from people I don't know. Goodbye. So, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is, okay, T-Mobile confirmed a nationwide outage. Apparently, Verizon had a problem. Was it Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint? Were they all affected?
Well,
shit. Hit the wrong one. Okay, 619 and 203. I'm not taking any calls I do not recognize. Sorry. Tonight's broadcast is being limited to only the people that I normally call in on a regular basis. 302, you're not even going to get on. Your number's being I'm turning your number over for hate crimes and cyber crimes to the FBI. So God damn, I'm being troll attacked. And what's her name in the chat room? Cherokee Rose said that her husband had issues with his cell all weekend. She says that hers was just today, and of course they have T-Mobile. Well, now you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Mike, are you there?
I'm here, George.
I'm
okay.
In troll
That's
attack,
right.
So you got caught in the crossfire.
Oh, okay. And like I said, like I was telling Billy, I had a problem with my service on my cell phone, AT&T. The entire service went out on me. You know, and I'm going, well, I looked at it and I said, oh,
And I thought, well, maybe it's my battery or something, because I was having trouble with my battery, not keeping a charge and stuff like that, you know.
All right. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you is something that you can't depend on, right? The phone.
Right.
Okay. So I guess I'm the only one in the world that fucking does this. I don't know, man. What I do is I ponder. I go into my NI mind. I do know science. Okay. I was a medic. I go into my NI mind and I fucking visualize what it would look like. Just completely visualize what it would look like, and at the same time taking in information, observing, watching how people reacting to this. Okay, so it was just 911. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a big reaction. It was a big fucking shot over the bow, though, man. Holy shit, that was actually a direct hit. So it, you know, what that tells me is people are gonna, you know, I don't think they're gonna be able to handle it. I really don't think they're gonna be. I think it's gonna be like a, you know, a national emergency. People are gonna be freaking out. People are gonna be freaking out. They're gonna be losing their minds. They're gonna be going crazy and looting, and they just can't take it. All right, this is what's gonna take us down, I think, man. This generation that this doesn't, you know, have a clue. All right, leave me the fuck alone and make your way. What the fuck?
This reads like the plot from one of the Die Hard movies. I think Die Hard 3 or 4, where they had the computer hacker and this reads like that, you know.
We're living a movie in the future. Okay, there will be a movie about this. All right, I can guarantee you that. I mean, it's historical. You know, they just, you know, one about 9/11. A movie with Nicolas Cage in it, you know. So we're living the movie, okay. But this is way bigger than, you know. This is countrywide. This isn't just New York getting attacked. This is, you know, our entire country. It can pop up anywhere, you know. So, and you know, I think it's funny. I really do, and I don't mean to sound sarcastic, but see, I don't need a cell phone. Because what I just, you know, my kid's down the street, my daughter's down the street, okay? And I just go to my pharmacy, it's in town. See, I don't live in the city. Got to get the fuck out of the city while you can, man. Escape from New York, they made a movie about that, and that was fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might actually watch that, see if it's on Netflix. But yeah, I mean...
Right.
Yeah, you definitely want to be prepared to take care of yourself, 100%. No help, no money, no anything. Just what you own and what you can protect. Now, is it not going to get that bad? There's always a possibility, but I'd rather be safe than sorry.
619, go ahead.
Ban me from a room.
Yeah, go. You're going to the FBI too, son. Every number that has been trolling me tonight is being sent to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Cyber Crimes Unit. So 347-788-3380 and 203-450-4335. You're going to the. I'm sending your numbers to Cyber Crimes for criminal prosecution. Have a nice day. And Mike in Louisiana, would you mind calling back, please? Or on second thought, I'll just Skype you in. That'll be faster. This is fucking retarded. I don't get to do my show the way I like to because of the damn trolls and they're being assholes. And other reasons to boot. Are you there, Mike? You gotta be fucking kidding. Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
Fucking trolls.
Yeah, enough about their asses.
I don't get it. Just don't look at the board, George. It looks like I am completely off the internet.
Okay, and I just lost Mike again on Skype.
So far, I'm gone, guys. Go ahead, type my name in the internet and see what you get. You're not going to get me, that's for sure. Wow, that took a fucking long time to do, man. That makes me feel good.
Yo, Crazy Cajun, I just had you on through Skype, and now I can't get you back on. Okay, 443-844-9524-347. You know what? I'm just gonna screen capture your numbers and send them to the FBI for cybercrime prosecution. You're not going to like that. Not one bit.
What the hell is this taking me to? What the fuck?
Okay. Mike in Louisiana, I cannot bring you back on. For some stupid reason, you're not answering.
He's having phone problems, man. There's an outage. I guess it's getting worse. I thought it was just 911.
This is via Skype.
Oh, he's on Skype?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go off of BTR and just go on Mixer, man? Fuck these idiots. You know? They're annoying.
Okay. We'll do as you want.
We're just basically
not
sitting here talking about.
Trolls.
Right. That's all we're talking about. Right. That's all we're talking about.
Hold on, Billy. Billy, hold on a second.
All right.
225-347-5822.
Going to Mixler and the other platforms for the rest of the night and the rest of the week. Because the trolls are being a pain in my ass.